Today's number for Chazara is Yevamos Nintesam and Aleph. We're holding on the Nintesam and Beis, 3 lines in the Banum, Nisarmu and Nisgarshu. Says the Gemara, Boy Minei Rav Chiya Bar Yosi Mishmuel, Kohen Gadol Shekidesh as a Katana. You have a Kohen Gadol who did Kedushin, he did Erisim with a girl when she was a Katana, which is Mutter. And then Ubagra Tachtov, she became a Bagaras during the engagement, after the Erisim, before they had done Nisuin. So Mahu, what's the Alacha? Is he allowed to continue and do the Nisuin? The assumption is that when she becomes a Bagaras, so she loses some of her Basula, and it makes it that now she is halachically considered a Ba'ula, an aser to a kain gadol. But over here, he did the erison already. So now, what's the halacha? Baser nesuin azlina, or baser erison azlina? Do we say that which the Torah said, that the kain gadol has to marry a basula, is that referring to erison, or is that even referring to nesuin? So Amar Lei, so Shmuel said back, Tanisua, we could bring a rhyme from our Mishnah. It says, Nisarim loy nisgarshu mina nesuim psulais, mina erison ksheiris. You have a, let's say, an amana who did erison with a kain gadol. And so fine, so at that point we have a machlekes, if it's mishtameres, it'll be a psula, there should be a gambasal truma, shikashal truma. The Mishnah then says in the Seifa though, that if the Kohen Gadol dies, or if he divorces her, so if they had only done Erisin, so she's Kshera, but if they had already done Nisuin, so then she already became a Halala, she became a Halala through the Nisuin, through the Via. So you see that you go Basar Nisuin, but Erisin itself does not make her into a halala. So Amar Lei, so he said back to Shmuel, L'shavi halala l'kimi b'ayli, d'biya hi d'mishavi halala. In a chanami, when it comes to becoming a halala, that it was pasha to me even, that you go basar biya. And therefore I would never have asked even such a shayla. Hi kimi b'ayli, v'hu isha b'besula yikach. I want to know about the chiyav, the isra asay, that the Kohen Gadol has to marry besula, he's not allowed to marry a ba'ula. So how do you learn the pasuk that he has to be yikach? He has to marry a besula. My kicha the kedushin bina and kicha the nesuma bina. Is it enough just that he does erisin with the besula, or does the nesuin have to be with the besula as well? So Amar Leah namitani suwa. You can bring a right to that as well from the Mishnah later. It says eris is alman of an isman aliyah is kain gadol. You have a kain who does erisin with an almana, and then he becomes kain gadol. So yichnis, he's allowed to go out with the nesuin. So you see, he just has to do erisin with a besula, with a lady who's not an almana, but once the erisin is done, so then there's no iser on the nesuin. Says the Gemara, no, over there it's different by almana, because shani asim dichsev yikach isha. By the parish of almana, we have a riboy yikach isha, that even in this case it's mutter. Well, says the Gemara, chenami, in the parish of besula dichsev isha, you also have a riboy there. Also there it says an extra word isha. Yeah, that isha is for something else. It's for achas v'leishtayim, that he has to marry one wife and not two. Well, ma rais, maybe there you should be marba, this case of bagar tachtav, and by the isha of almana, you should say, now that's going to teach us isha achas v'leishtayim. So says the Gemara, no, it's mistaber to darshan in this way, because ha ishtani gufa, v'ha lo ishtani gufa. By bagar tachtav, her physical guf change, it makes more sense, and in that case we're going to be machmer, than in the case of almana, where nothing really changed. He became kain gadol, but nothing physically changed, so it makes more sense to be mako by that case of nisarmala, where he became the kain gadol, and not by the case of bagar tachtav. Says the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Yisa Amana, Bein Amana Mina Erisin, Bein Amana Mina Nesuin. That which the Torah says, the Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Amana, it means, whether she's an Amana from Erisin or Nesuin, it's also for him to marry her. But Yisa, so Begeras, he's not allowed to marry Begeras. Rabbi Lazar Shimon, Mashir Begeras, he says that no, they say that no, a Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry a Begeras. Below Yisa, Muchaseit, that will get to in the Gemara. So Tan Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Amanu lo yikach, that which the Torah says, Amanu lo yikach, bein amanu min eris, bein amanu min anesuin. Says the Gemara, Pshita, l'charetz pasher, why would I think to differentiate? Says the Gemara, why would it tema? I might have thought to say that yiluf amanu amanu mi tamar. We should learn that from Tamar, ma lohalu min anesuin, afka min anesuin. Just like the Amana over there, Tamar, she was an Amana min anesuin. So maybe when the Torah says, the Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Amana, it's referring specifically to an Amana min anesuin, kamash mon, no, even an Amana from Erisin is aser. Ve'ema hachanami, why don't we taka say that? We should learn that from Tamar, that the iser is only on an Amana from Nisuin and not an Amana from Erisin. Says the Gemara, do me the Grusha. Because the iser of Amana is set next to the iser of Grusha. So ma Grusha, be'min anesuin, be'min anesuin. Af Amana, be'min anesuin, be'min anesuin. Just like by Grusha, there's no svar to differentiate, there's no reason to differentiate between a Grusha from Erisin or Nisuin. And rather, it means both. So, to by amana, it means both an amana from Erisin or an amana from Nesuin. Either way, she's asked to the Kohen Gadol. But Yisa Sabagay Geres, the Tanakama says that she's not a Mary Bageres, Tanarabana, we learned in the Braisa, Vu Isha Bibisulaha Yika, Pratla Bageres. Tanakama learns from there, that from the Bibisulaha Yika, we darshan, that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bageres. We'll see soon exactly what the drush is. Shekalula Bibisula, because she's not a full Bisula. Divra Meir, that's the Sheet of Remeir. Whereas Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon machshirim bebageres, they say that no, a kohen gadol is allowed to marry a bageres. So b'maika miflagi, what's the machlekes? Reb Meir savar besula afilu mixas besula. If the Torah would have just said besula, that would be mashma that the kohen gadol has to marry a besula, even if she only has mixas besula. Even the bageres is mutar. Besula ha, the extra yod adiika kol habesulam. That teaches us that no, she has to have all of her besulam, and a bageres is pasul. And then bivsula, the extra base is bekedarka and shalekedarka light. Teach us that she only becomes a Ba'ula if she has a Bia Kedarka. But if she has the Bia that she'll like Kedarka, so that's not going to make her into a Ba'ula. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Savri, that no, the opposite. Besula is Besula Shlema Mashma. The Torah, if they would have said Besula, that would be Mashma, that he has to marry a full Besula. Besula, huh, the extra Yod, but Filo Mixas Besula. That Guva comes to teach us that no, the Kohen Gadol could even marry a woman who only has Mixas Besula, who's a Bageres. And then Bivsula, the extra Bays, so that the darshan achu kol besuleh kayamin bein bekedarka bein shalei kedarka. That the darshan to mean that she has to have her besulim calls the shtekol avdafka. She has to have all of her besulim that are kayamin, and it doesn't matter if it was a bia kedarka or bia shalei kedarka. Meaning, even a bia shalei kedarka is going to render her into a beula, and she'll be possible to the kohen gadol.